It's right on 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news in sport now. John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. The NRL, they're backing Ben Cummins and says he's still the best referee in league after controversial call in the grand final. Fans are not happy with the result, and former players and commentators have made their opinions very clear on the issue on various social media platforms. Wallabies back rower David Pocock says the Wallabies aren't thinking too far ahead with the focus solely on winning their final pool match. They play Georgia on Friday. The Sydney Roosters could be losing two of their premiership-winning players. Jared Waria-Hargreaves could be off to the Panthers, and some NRL clubs and English Super League teams have shown interest in Zane Tetefano. If the Roosters lose both players, they'll lose a lot in go-forward in their engine room. And Australian boxing legend Jeff Fenwick has been struck down in a Thai hospital with severe heart infection. The three-time world champion was rushed to hospital after coughing up blood at a boxing training camp and says he's afraid to fall asleep. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your home to the Sydney Spring Carnival.
Hi there, Sydney traffic update here with absolutely nothing to report. All lanes clear on the M5 East, General Holmes Drive, even Oxford Street. Where is everyone? Hang on, a huge crowd over at Royal Randwick. Ah, of course, it's a Tab Everest. Clearly, it's the only place to be.
The Tab Everest, the world's richest race on turf. Saturday, 19th of October, Royal Randwick. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Stratum Star, the only dual Group 1 winner standing for less than $10,000 in the Hunter Valley.
Stratum Star raced up now to Tomika. Humidor starting to flash over the United States down on the inside. Stratum Star's hit the front. He's won it.
Stratum Star by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds.
But Stratum Star on the backup. He's too good.
Stratum Star, the iron horse. Visit Widden.com.
I'm Peter from Frankston. It's difficult owning your own small business and trying to get finance for a project or required stock from your bank. It can feel like you're jumping through hoops. It's the exact opposite with OnDeck. They make the entire process simple and easy.
If you need a loan to grab an opportunity that won't be around for long, turn to OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. You'll know if you're approved in as quickly as 2 hours, and it's possible to get funding the same business day. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And it is 28 to 11. Antony is now on the pace. Harness Racing New South Wales. Brittany Graham. Morning, Brittany.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. A big day in terms of racing in New South Wales yesterday with the Canola Cup taking place at Eugowra. So that was an action-packed event. And there was a dead heat in the end between Major Comment and Redbank Cooper. But in terms of racing today, we head to Menangle and a big race card on the docket as well. 8 races today, and I thought we'd catch up with Steph Lippiatt. She has a few really good drives today at Menangle, and she could feature in the winner's circle right across the card. And I thought we'd catch up with Steph and have a bit of a chat as well, and I think she's online with us now. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Really good, thank you. A few nice drives today at Menangle, and we will profile them in the not-too-distant future. But I thought we'd catch up this morning and maybe just have a bit of a look back at your career thus far, how you got involved in the sport and sort of what your plans are in the future. First off, where was your passion for harness racing starting off? You've been in the sport for a little while now.
I started just coming to the races with my partner, David Morris, just watching him race as much as I could. When we met, I was still in school, so just coming mostly Saturday nights, helping Dave out at the races. I didn't have my first race drive until 2015, on a horse called Batlin Boy. He ran fourth, and then I had my first win that same night on a horse called Flying Cameron. Dave and Dave's dad trained both of those horses, and young Harry Martin was nice enough to lend us Flying Cameron to work up for me to use at the trials and for my first race win.
Well, that's a bit of a different way to get into the sport, isn't it? It's pretty well often family involvement. So I guess now it is family involvement for you. But when did you realise your passion was with harness racing? Because it is a tough game and you have to really pour your heart and soul into it. And that's what you've done now.
Yeah, that's right. They say to me, and I understand it now, that harness racing, it's not work, it's a lifestyle. You have to be dedicated, you know, 7 days a week, especially with family. And I have a young family. I have 2 boys. And if we didn't have the family support, it'd be very hard to continue, especially through the roller coaster of the game as it is.
No doubt about that. I was just going to ask you, you do have 2 young boys, and with David as well having a pretty successful career as a driver and therefore a busy career as a driver, it must be a real juggling act.
Yeah, definitely. They say it takes a village, not just one person to raise the children. And we're actually fortunate enough that Dave's parents, Noel and Kim Morris, only live just around the corner from Menangle Racetrack. We always joke that they have them more than us, but we'd be lost without them.
No doubt about that. I often see them at the races and they're being looked after by the grandparents, so no doubt they play a very important role. And Davey himself, he's one of the most liked participants in the industry, and I'm sure he keeps you on your toes as well.
Yeah, the way he is at the races is the way he is at home. He's a very fun-loving, likes to have a joke. So, yes, he definitely keeps me on my toes.
Aside from the driving side of the industry, you also work and help a stable out at Menangle. So it really is your life, isn't it? When you wake up, that's what you're thinking about. When you go to sleep, no doubt it's much the same.
Yeah, that's right. I help out 2 stables in the training complex. I help out Leon Jurd most of the week in the morning, and then I go over and help Darren Binskin in the afternoons on a few days, just fast work days mostly. But it's very full on. It's the first thing you think about, last thing you think about. But then also have our young bloke Riley, who's 4. He's absolutely racing mad. So when you're not thinking about it, he's there telling you what horse has won the race for the day anyway.
Sounds like you're stuck in the industry for a little bit longer than if he's as keen as you say. And you've spoken about those 2 trainers that you do help, and therefore they do help you as well with a couple of drives. They've been good supporters of your career.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I've had a drive for Darren Binskin today, St. Sky, the trotter. And Leon gave me my first Menangle win on a horse called Dusty Delight. I think it won at about 80-1. They've given me more of a go than a lot of people probably.
No doubt. Speaking of wins, is that first Menangle win your most memorable one, or is there another that stands out to you?
I'd probably say it was, just because it was my first outside drive. Driving for Leon, it was just a catch drive really. He put it in with a claim for young Brooke Wilkins to drive, but she hadn't had her license approved yet, so I just caught it on the fly, and he was actually a pretty good little horse for me. I had a few placings and a couple of wins on him.
Take the opportunities when they come, no doubt. We'll have a look ahead to your drives today. 3 drives, and on paper, they all look little chances as well. We'll kick off with the trotter Scenic Sky in the first. You drove this bloke 2 starts ago to a really good second as well. So just looks like the one drive you've had upon him. So not a bad way to kick off the partnership, and hoping to go one better today. Comes up with a bit of an ordinary draw though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely hoping to go the one better. The horse that beat him is in the race again. It's probably the one to beat. But he's a sweet little horse. If he's trotting, he'll pretty much trot the whole way. It'll just be where we end up in the run and how quick they go at the end, I suppose.
No doubt about that. Well, you look ahead to race 4. There was the 8 original runners now with the scratching of Top Trio, just a 7 to go around. And Controversial is a horse that you've had a great affinity with for a long time, and he is always around the mark in these kind of races. He was last in the winner's circle not that long ago, back in August, in 153-6, and hasn't really been out of the money ever since. So he's a horse that relies on a little bit of luck, but in the smaller field, that will certainly help his chances.
Yeah, definitely. Controversial. He's my go-to man. I love that horse. He tries every week, no matter where he's put. It just depends on the luck of the race. But he should be right up there today.
And another drive in race number 5, 2ply. Speaking of horses that have been going really well, this bloke is flying. And last week, he went quite close again. Another second in 152.8. And you've come up with the all-important barrier 1 today. So, again, just a smaller field of 8. And after coming up with that 1 draw, he has to be another big chance as well.
Yeah, we'll probably just, I have to speak to Joe first, obviously, but we'll probably just try to follow through and sit on the leader's back, depending on how good we come out. But it's a bit of a hard race, so it'll be another one that's based on luck today.
Of your 3 drives this afternoon, it'd probably be a bit naughty of you to go around your old favourite Controversial, but what are you thinking in terms of your best on the afternoon?
Yeah, you're probably right. Controversial. He's just such a good horse, and the race is probably going to be suited to him just with the field and the top trio being scratched.
So, alrighty.
Yeah, probably can't go past him.
No doubt. Well, we will look forward to watching along this afternoon. 3 drives, all with sneaky little chances as well. Steph, thanks so much for joining us this morning and giving us a little insight into your crazy life. And we look forward to seeing you in the winner's circle for plenty more years to come.
Beautiful. Thank you for having me, Brittany.
Absolutely. Steph Lippiatt there. She is one of the hardest workers in the harness racing industry, as you can tell from that short chat. With a young family, you never go to the races without seeing Steph there, and she is certainly, hopefully, going to be rewarded for her efforts this afternoon. In terms of a few other bits and pieces of news, of course, the all-important barrier draw for the Victoria Cup will be conducted this evening. So I don't believe the field in itself has been drawn up as yet in terms of the 12 starters. There was a lot of nominations. I'll just quickly run through those before we finish up on the pace for this morning. Colt 31, Tam Major, San Carlo Tell Me Tales, Cruz Bromac, Code Black, Benicio, Alter Orlando, Cullenburn, Shadow Sacks, Lurum Creek, My Kiwi Mate, Don't Hold Back, Can't Refuse, Rapper's Delight, Tennyson Bromac, Bling It On, Buster Brady, Ali's Mate, Cash and Flow, and Rishi. So obviously that field has to be clipped down a fair bit from the current nominations, and those fields for the Melton card will be drawn up today, and the barrier draws for the Victoria Cup at Group 1 level later on this evening, as well as the Maori Mile for the Trotters at Group 1 level. So a really big meeting there on Saturday night out of Melton, of course, the first leg of the Grand Circuit. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, yesterday's feature, the Lexus of Parramatta 2019 Canola Cup at Group 3 level. It was a dead heat between Major Comet and Red Bank Cooper. So those two runners could not be split in what was a pretty action-packed Canola Cup final. And it was super racing right across the day there at Eugowra. So it is always a well-attended meeting, of course, on a public holiday. And from what I could see, there was a healthy crowd in attendance yesterday. That's on the pace for your Tuesday morning. Make sure to tune in later tonight across all socials for what is going to be the barrier draw of the 2019 Victoria Cup. And Chris Barsby will be back tomorrow morning for On the Pace.
Good on you. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank
Brittany
you.
Graham joining us. And it's 8:10 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.